this morning's meditation is quite synthetic. So it takes us through a review of a number of places we have been. It's fairly demanding meditation. One has to hold a number of things in mind, and maybe we're going to have to do it more than once. We'll see how it works out. It's focused on Rule 8 primarily, but there are other factors. So the rule we'll be meditating on, the Agni Suryans respond to the sound, the waters ebb and flow. Let the magician guard himself from drowning at the midway point where land and water meet. The midway spot, which is neither dry nor wet, must provide the standing place whereon his feet are set. When water, land, and air meet, there is the place for magic to be wrought. We will use the breath to steady the mind and quiet the outer vehicles. Slowly abstract the consciousness, realizing that what we are is not the instrument that we use. That we are the soul in incarnation. We are a point, a dimensionless point of pure being and its consciousness. Find ourselves aware, at least imaginatively, of the soul on its own plane. and the mind that we use will be held steady in the light of the soul. We have passed through the following stages as we have studied and imagined ourselves in the creative process. The soul has communicated with you, i.e., with his instrument in the three worlds. You, the human being, on the physical plane, do recognize the contact, the light in the head is shining forth, that magnetic field, whether recognized or not. The soul sounds forth its note, and a thought form is being created in consonance with the united meditation of the soul and of you, the instrument. The soul and incarnation using the instrument. There is a thought form on the mental plane. This thought form embodies the will of the soul or ego, cooperating with the personality. And this thought form will be taking to itself a triple form, consisting of mental matter, and as it descends, of astral substance and of etheric substance. And this thought form, as it is built, is vitalized by your contemplation, and your heart center, your throat center, and your ajna center are all involved in vitalizing the thought form you are creating. You are increasingly in control . You are operating centered in a magnetic etheric center within the head and your personality elementals are losing their power. They can no longer force you to go this way or that way, but they will fight to try to reassert their power. There will be a battle as you try to hold your center and to create in line with the plan. And if you win this battle, the soul and not the personality will be the dominant fact in your life. The astral plane will be in good condition, and you will be able to express the love energy of the soul through the astral vehicle. And you will be able to cooperate creatively with hierarchy. They are trying to work out the purposes of the universal mind, and you will be able to create thought forms that will assist them in doing this. Now, bring into your consciousness, call into your consciousness a good idea or a conception which may have been planted in your consciousness by the soul, and which you have been thinking about making real in your life, something that is in process of happening. You are creating it. You are nurturing it. The soul is involved, and so are you. What is it that is trying to happen? Choose at least one main thing that may have been originated by the soul on its own plane. You have received the idea and you are working on it on the mental plane. Try to be clear about this good idea. Try to be clear on the mental plane about its outlines. Try to understand what it is meant to do or to become. try to get a clear picture of it using your creative imagination. Imagine, focused as you are, with a clear idea or image of what is trying to take shape, that you are in possession of what we have been calling the vital power. And review in your mind how this power is growing, how it appears. It appears because of silence. It is growing because of the utilization of the center of peace within your head. It is growing as you exercise discrimination between what is of the soul and what is of the personality, choosing correctly according to spiritual values, using discrimination, and it is growing through your dispassion. So review how this vital power is becoming stronger, why it is becoming stronger, and imagine you possess it. Clear image of what is trying to happen creatively in your life, and you are aware of a growing vital power. Which the Master has completely, but which we are growing in increasing measure. using this vital power, you realize that you are in control of the usual kinds of forces that can appear on the astral plane and can interfere with your creative work. You are not selfish. Your motives are good. You are not the victim of the selfish impulse. You are not afraid. You're not driven by fear. And as you want your idea to take shape, there is no thought in your mind or desire for the normal physical gratifications or for comfort. The purpose of your creation is not to please you in some personal way. And to affirm your positive attitude toward the usual conditions of the astral body, you inwardly say to yourself, "Let reality govern my every thought, and truth be the master of my life." So you know you have done everything you can, at least for the moment, to prevent yourself from drowning where land and water meet, the solar plexus. You have prevented yourself from being overcome by emotional conditions. You will not be engulfed by the waters. The sun will not be shut out. And your plans will not be rendered futile by the waters. Because the condition of the waters is correct, and because you have the vital power and the clear image, you are choosing correctly. You, the representative of the solar angel, are faced with a choice The poles are vibrating, but you are choosing correctly. And you will know what path to send your idea upon. It will be the path that leads to the gates of heaven, and not downward into materialism. The Agnisurians are now responding to the note going forth from the soul, from you, and from your thought form. And they are building it, helping to build it correctly. It is a note in harmony with the divine plan. Realize that the note of your thought form, the note you are trying to reinforce, is in harmony with the divine plan. The Agnisurians are responding rhythmically to your idea, your thought form, as it gathers the emotional substance needed to materialize it. There is enough desire, enough consecrated, sacred desire to give you the strong motivation you need to help make your thought form real and appear. A strong soul motive is flowing into the astral body, and the Agnisurians are responding to this motive. So focus on your motive, on your desire, the nature of this vital power which is supporting the appearance of your thought form. Feel a strong desire to make it happen. Agnisuryans are acting under soul motive. And so are you. And your desire is intense enough to help bring about the appearance of your thought form. Now we will reinforce this process. Imagine that you have a very fluid, flexible point of consciousness that you can transfer anywhere you like in your energy system. And you're going to imagine that you, who are this point, you are focused in the middle of your soul body, within the central fire we sometimes call the jewel in the lotus. And from this imagined place or point of focus, you open yourself to a stream of spiritual love from the Buddhic intuitional plane of harmony. Feel the spiritual love flowing into the center of your soul nature, where you are focused. And from this point of power in the middle of the central fire, from this central sphere of unification, you, who now know yourself as the spiritual man, you project your consciousness down into the midway spot within the brain cavity where the magical work must be carried forth in relation to the physical plane. You project from the soul point into the etheric brain cavity. You feel the presence of soul energy in the middle of your etheric brain, at the central point of the magnetic field. Midway spot, which is neither dry nor wet, must provide the standing place whereon his feet are set. This is where you are focusing. Within this midway spot, within this magnetic field or light in the head, within the soul irradiated ethers around the area of the pineal gland, feel the vital power growing as you confirm and affirm your focus. From this position, focus again on the mental form that you are trying to make real, and realize that it is tied in with the universal mind, a tiny aspect of the pattern which the universal mind is trying to precipitate on our planet through the solar angel. Refresh your view of the form. Clear about it. you've chosen the right path, it's not selfish. Your head center and all the necessary chakras in the head are reinforcing this. And for a moment, imagine that this very clear thought form, whether symbolical, pictorial, verbal, whatever, is impressing the vital airs in your head, the ethers, so that they conform. They conform to the mental thought form. You are in the middle of this process. It's not completed. But you have the soul alignment. You have its projection into your etheric brain as it passes through the thought form you are building on the mental plane. You can strengthen this soul-mind-brain alignment and reinforce it with the sanctified desire of your astral body that your thought form must manifest. So now, you have only to work on it, keeping the soul alignment, keeping the mental image clear, bringing soul power down into the etheric brain, working with the vital power from your control center in the etheric brain, and bringing the process to the point where precipitation into the dense physical plane will be natural and necessary. You will be ready to carry it out. And the strength of your thought form, photographed on the vital airs, will be so strong that you will be assisted in carrying your thought form into the world by the normal methods available to us at this time. Later, in the coming centuries, the thought form will precipitate itself. Resolve to yourself that you will be willing to work in this magical way, repeatedly as necessary, to strengthen and clarify the various parts of the process. On your way to becoming a true white magician. And without disturbing our alignment, we will quietly sound the great invocation. Come in the point of light within the mind of God. Let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. come the center, which we call the race of men. Let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Discussion that has to go on in relation to this meditation, I think, cannot take place right now. But we will, before we start the next rule, we will upstairs discuss it. Any questions you have about it, any impressions. So try to impress upon yourself the most important things that may have occurred to you in this meditation, so that they can be brought forward upstairs when we have a chance to look at this. Try to be clear about it so that whatever we do at the breakfast time doesn't make it disappear. So we will have some basis for our discussion. Disturb. You can go.